Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise God, and you may be seated.
Yesterday during service, we were dedicating ourselves and children to the King of Glory, and we read out of Psalm 127:3, Amplified, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward." The Message translation says, "Don't you see that children are God's best gift, the fruit of the womb, His generous legacy?" That means you are still His best gift, you are still a reward, you are still His generous legacy and His heritage. Even in old age, makes no matter the difference how old you are, fully grown, young, you are still a gift from God and His generous legacy and a reward. Don't ever forget that, and don't let the devil lie to you that you're someone else. Let's continue in the service.
I'm telling you, God loves us. And so regardless of what your parents said about you, or other people might have told you, they might have said you were not wanted, you were a surprise, you were an accident. That's not the case with God. God chose you, God planned for you. God wanted you. Before you were in your mother's womb, He created you. Before you were there, He knew you. You were wanted, you are wanted. You were needed, you are needed, even now, today. Amen. And that's what you're going to teach the little ones that we're going to dedicate today, that they are always needed. As parents, they will always be loved. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. And so regardless, maybe they said you're a loser. Maybe the school called you the least likely to succeed. You'll never amount to anything. A waste of time. Maybe you called yourself an idiot and a fool. But you're still God's perfect gift. You're still God's perfect gift. You're a legacy. You're a reward. You were wanted and needed and called by God. Listen, the most amazing thing to me is this, that the Bible says before you were in your mother's womb, He knew you, right? So He had a vision of you first, and then He spoke you into being. That's how we operate with faith. You understand? You get the vision, you speak by faith, you get the results. Amen. And God knew you before you were in your mother's womb. And then He says this. He says, before one of your days were even made and created on the earth, I knew every single one of them. And they're written in the book, my book, every day of how you're going to be, what you're going to be, what you're going to do. And yet He still chose us. He still wanted us. He still produced us. He still made you a perfect gift. I'm telling you. You see, children are, I love kids. We started the school because of kids. We love kids, Joey. My wife, myself, we love children. So we started the school. Plus, we wanted to know where our kids were, what they were being taught. So we started the school. We're now at 750 strong. But you know what? We love little kids, and they come up to you and they grab your legs and they look up at you and they sometimes look like a glazed donut, just everything. type of thing. And you know what kids are like, and they're tugging on your leg, and the whole thing. They're stunning. They're beautiful. They're precious. Are they not precious? Yeah. Really, they say the most amazing things, just incredible things. Well, you're still that person. You're still that person to God. I don't care if you're married and you've got great, great, great grandchildren. You're still vital and perfect in God's sight. He still needs you. He still wants you. You got to get a revelation that you are called by God, appointed by God, created by God for a purpose by God. Amen. Can you say amen? And listen, regardless of the fact that maybe you were brought up in a foster home, or maybe you were adopted, or maybe regardless of the kind of life that you've led, regardless of the wrong you may have done, you are still a gift from God. You are still God's perfect gift. You are still a heritage from God. You're still the legacy from God. And you're still a reward. I went to a barber shop yesterday. I was sitting in the chair, and there was a little guy. He must have been about eight, nine maybe. And he was sitting in the chair next to me, and his dad was standing there. And I heard him say these words. I laughed so hard. I heard him say these words to his dad. He said, "You know, you're lucky you've got me." I mean, I thought, hey, that's classic. I should have invited them to church and let him tell the church. But I was laughing so hard. You're lucky that you got me. It's the truth. It's the truth. I am so blessed to have my children, Canaan and Destiny. I'm so blessed. I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. And I got God's best reward, the best gift he could give me. Now, we're not talking salvation. We're talking about in the natural realm and what we can do with God is amazing. Amen. And children are a heritage from the Lord. Let's see if that picture came up. There it is. Children are heritage from the Lord. Now, when we dedicate our children to God and we vow, we are submitting to the Lord and we're going to submit our children to the Lord. What we're really doing is we're making a covenant as a parent. We are covenanting with God to raise the kids up in a godly fashion. That's what it is. We're dedicating the kids, but we're also dedicating the parents. Parents are dedicating themselves to raise the child. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a foster parent or if you adopted somebody. I think that's one of the most amazing expressions of love, to adopt a child or be a foster parent. I'm telling you, that is an expression of love right there. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And if you were adopted, or you were in a foster home, you brought so much joy to those people. Whether they know it or not, you were still a blessing. You were still a gift. Amen. Don't ever look at yourself because maybe your parents kind of pushed you to the side, or maybe they left you, maybe they left home, whatever it is. It's not you. It's not because of you. It's not your fault, and you didn't cause it. Period. You didn't cause it. Amen. Hello. You're still God's perfect gift. You're still God's perfect reward. You're still God's legacy. Amen. That's why the Bible says when a person sits at the gate and he's got arrows in his quiver, he's talking about children. You're stronger, he says, when you've got the quiver full of children. You're stronger. You're better. You're family. Amen. And remember, one can put 1,000 to flight according to the Bible, and two can put 10,000 to flight. Well, how about some people who've got four or five kids, or one kid, or two kids? It's multiplied by the tenth. You become a powerhouse. Amen. And I know my dad used to say, the family that prays together stays together. And I really believe there's a lot of truth in that saying. And I would encourage you to pray together as a family unit. Pray together. Amen. Do you know you can do communion at home? A lot of people don't know they can actually do communion, partake of Holy Communion at home. That's not a ritual just for the church. And it's not a ritual. This is something God said when you do it. He didn't say sit in a room with 10 other people and do it the way I'm doing it. Yeah. He said when you do it, he said remember me. That's it. That's all I've got to do. Remember Jesus Christ, what he did for my life, and then have communion. Partake with Holy Communion. You can do it at home. It's very easy. You take a piece of bread. Unleavened bread, if you prefer. Matzo. How many of you know what matzo is? Okay. Take a bit of matzo. And take a bit of grape juice. Say, in front of the family or by yourself, your body was bruised and broken for my life, for my healing. You took my sin, all that stuff. Thank you. And you go through it. You take it. Thank you, Lord. It's that simple. It doesn't have to be a religious thing. Where thus saith the Lord, you know, if I don't do it in the church walls. We are the church. Yeah. We are the church, not this building. Right. This is a meeting hall. Yeah. Amen. So you can partake. You take the red wine and you say, this is the blood that Jesus took every one of my sins away. The only thing that could remove the sin. The only thing that could change my life. Yeah. And then partake of it. You've done communion. Why don't you all just try it? Do it. Everyone should go for 1 week solid. 1 week solid, every day with you and your family, just do it. And if they're not there, just do it on your own. Watch what happens. I'm telling you things, amen. Now, we're dedicating these children to God. What that means is to set apart and concentrate to God or to a deity or to a sacred purpose, a life lived for God. That's what dedicate means, to set apart and to concentrate, consecrate to God. To vote wholly, to devote wholly and earnestly oneself to a person or purpose. Now, that does not mean you have to get into the fivefold ministry and become part of the ministry. You're devoting your life to God. You know, you can be a business person and devote your life to God. In fact, you should. Every one of us should devote our lives to God. Every one of us needs to devote our life to God. Amen. I don't know about you. I was doing it this morning about 10 times during praise and worship. Wasn't worship awesome? When you read that death is defeated, he whipped the devil forever, he is alive. I mean, I'm just submitting my will, not yours, Lord. I mean, your will, not mine, Lord. Take it over. Aren't you? Don't you do that in services? During praise and worship, oh God, please forgive me. God, whatever I've done, Lord, come on me. Lord, I worship you. I lift up my hands. Oh Lord, my God, don't you do that? I hope you do that. Amen. This is a good place. I'm not going to have a little box over here and have confession. But you'd have to, you can be doing all that kind of stuff right there. You can do it at home. Amen. And listen, let me just say this very quickly. You know, Jesus shed his blood in 7 different places, the crown of thorns in his hands, in his feet, in his side, the whipping on his back. But the one place where he actually won back your and my willpower, think about it, was in the Garden of Gethsemane. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Adam lost that willpower in the Garden of Eden. He lost that willpower right there when he submitted to the devil and he went with the devil and his own willpower, right? But Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's amazing, it's in another garden, right?
That's right.
He says, not my will, but your will. Right there, the blood that he dropped, remember he sweat drops of blood? Yeah. Remember drops of blood he sweat? Right there, he won back your willpower. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, thank God for the blood. So have communion at home. Amen. Do it at home. Teach your children to do it at home. You don't have to wait for the church to do it. Amen. I mean, I remember I couldn't wait for communion to come in the denomination I was in because that was my cue to leave. Because as everyone was getting up to go forward, I was getting up to go out. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Come on. Yeah. Communion is something sacred, and you remember Jesus Christ and what he did for our lives, what he did for my children. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. Amen. And so I just want to say this as well. Child baptism or christening is not to be confused with baptism. When I got christened as a child, I don't know how old I was, maybe 8 days, 8 months. I don't even know. But I was christened in the denomination I was in with water sprinkled on my head. And my parents took that to mean I'm baptized and I'm saved. It does not mean that. What that should be called is dedication. Dedicating the child to God and the parents to raise a child up in a godly way. Water baptism comes after salvation. He says so in the Bible, and I've got the scriptures all over the show. But water baptism comes after the salvation, and you've got to be at an age to understand, to choose, to accept it or reject it.
This is Dr. Gerard Currie. Thank you for joining us today. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, but we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you